This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury in Boulder heard opening statements Thursday in the case of the King Soopers shooting from 2021. The trial is on now after years of delays and legal battles over whether the shooter is competent to stand trial. Erica Mahoney's father was among the 10 people killed in that shooting. She was in the courtroom yesterday.
I calculated the number of days since my father was killed, and it's like 1,260-something. And being back here, just everything is being brought back up to the surface. It's been really hard. It's taking a lot out of me.
The 25-year-old defendant has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. A San Juan County sheriff's deputy killed a black bear in downtown Silverton earlier this week. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The Durango Herald reports that a crowd had gathered when the deputy shot a mother bear with a less lethal beanbag round. Though he meant to only scare off the bear, the hit was fatal. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers worked through the night to capture the bear's two cubs, which were deemed healthy enough to release into the wild. The agency says there appears to be an uptick of bears in populated parts of southwest Colorado. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Food Bank of the Rockies says it needs volunteers. The food bank says nearly 10% of Coloradans experience hunger. That's up nearly 25% from last year. The nonprofit currently serves half of Colorado's counties. The federal government is giving Gunnison County more than $15 million to make safety upgrades to a busy highway. The commuter-heavy Highway 135 carries thousands of cars every day. But rather than expand it, County Commissioner Jonathan Hauka says they want to make it safer to use transit.
I think that people in our community would much rather see new traffic calming and safety installations before we would want to contemplate a widening of the highway.
Local governments plan to build sidewalks, rumble strips, roundabouts, and a pedestrian underpass near bus stops. It's Morning Edition on CPR News. The father of a school shooter in Georgia now facing criminal charges himself. It's 6 minutes after 7:00.